as you move.
This call is being recorded.
Experience it. Many will see it as a body of light, often a golden color, sometimes with form, sometimes without form. It does not have form. You can give it form if you would like, but it does not need it. Now, as you are moving through the causal layers, causal realm, which is cause and effect, the realm of cause and effect, where everything happens first at this causal layer before it manifests down into the etheric and astral and then finally the physical. Yourselves now, though, moving up the layers of the causal plane, up into the mental plane, or just before you move into the mental plane. Come again to what would be like a ceiling, where you cannot move through it. You may be able to see through it as a glass ceiling, but you cannot penetrate it until you slip out of your causal body and into your mental body. Allow yourselves to do that now. Slip into your mental body. Now, when you're here in this mental body, here in this realm is the Rainbow Bridge. You may begin to see it spanning out in front of you. Would be willing to share what they are seeing as they see this Rainbow Bridge.
Well, I would like to just share a little bit of what I'm getting as I'm taking each step on this Rainbow Bridge. It's forming as I go. In each step I take, it comes before me, the bridge.
Yes, wonderful. Must take the steps before it completes.
Yes.
What you might call a leap of faith. Anyone else wish to share?
My bridge, what? I think.
Yes?
I see the Rainbow Bridge, but I don't know which way to go.
Which way to go is keep moving across.
Just follow it. Okay.
Follow it across, yes, all the way across. Some will move quickly across. Some will take tentative steps. Either way, all will cross this bridge. This is the bridge to your higher self. Now, this bridge is always here. It has always been connected. But for many of you, it has lost the span across, which is why as you begin to move across, it forms as you go. But as you believe, as you trust, the bridge will appear before you and expand in front of you as you continue to walk across it. Walk all the way across to the other end, or to the end. As someone said once before, this is where your saying or your myth of the pot at the end of the rainbow came from. For the pot at the end of the rainbow is not a pot of gold, but it is your connection to your higher self, to the source, your source self. As you move all the way across the bridge now, you're going to come to another barrier. This is the barrier that separates the dimensions. We're already in the fourth dimension. This is the barrier now that separates into the fifth dimension. Why, in order to be able to penetrate through this barrier, you must be ready. This is what the entire ascension process is about, is preparing you and all of your brothers and sisters. Now you are going to be able to penetrate through this barrier. And as you move through it, move slowly through it, push your hands through it, if you have hands here, push yourself through this barrier slowly and feel the difference between one side and the other. Would anyone wish to share that?
It's cooler, higher vibration. On the other side of the, it's much like we see and we saw in the shack.
Yes. Very good.
The feeling of bliss.
Feeling of bliss. Yes.
It is very bright, very very bright too.
Very bright.
Mm-hmm. That's very sweet too. A lot of light.
Very bright and warm.
Very bright and warm. Very good. Now, as you are moving into this realm, you're going to connect now with your higher self. Your higher self may appear to you in many different fashions. It may be just pure energy. It may have form. Whatever it is, let it be. But as it appears to you, let yourself begin to merge in with your higher self. Merge in with your higher self. Feel yourself merging in. Feel the energy all around you. Feel the wonderful sense of bliss that is there. You're coming home. This is home. And as you merge in, you may get a sudden remembrance of many things, somewhat to a past life recall, when someone is near death and they have that recall. You may experience this briefly. A series of fleeting images, fleeting memories. You may even be shown or remember times from long before this lifetime here, even before this evolution, possibly. Let it be. Let your higher self provide you with who you are, provide you with the memories. Turn those memories to you. Higher self took the memories away from you purposefully, with you allowing it. Higher self will now return the memories to you, even if only briefly. For it may not yet be time to fully remember. Or if you did, many of you would not be able to handle it. Let those fleeting images come and go. And ask your higher self. Ask your higher self to be allowed to remember something from this. Feel the emotion, feel the the intensity here. Feel the longing. As you are feeling all of this, feel the sense of yourself disappearing and merging in with your higher self, and realizing that when Yeshua said, "I and my Father are one," this is what he was speaking of. His higher self, his higher God self, the source within him. You are that source within you. You are your higher self. Repeat this to yourselves. I am master, not slave. I am essence, not matter. Know that as you say those words, you are merging with your higher self fully. Now that you have merged with your higher self, I want you to continue on. You are going to go out now. You're going to find yourself back out in space, back out amongst the stars, the planets. Turn, you can see the earth way down there. Here you are amongst the planets, Mars, Venus, Mercury, all of the solar system around you. There's the sun, the great sun, this solar system sun. Just as you did before, you're going to be drawn toward the sun, and there is that gateway once again. This time, you're going to go through the gateway. Allow yourself to be pulled through this gateway, and as you are doing it, know that many millions of ships have passed through this gateway. Find yourself on the other side of the solar system sun. In a new part of the galaxy. There, way off in the distance, is the central sun. Galactic central sun, from where the blue light, the blue energy emanates. You can even see it. The blue energy is still coming from the galactic central sun down to the earth as you brought it forth earlier. Move toward this sun now, the galactic sun. The solar logos here, the source of the galaxy. Creator of this galaxy is awaiting you. Feel yourself being drawn there, pulled in, as if a by magnets. Know that the vibrations here are immensely high. You will only be able to withstand the energies here for a brief moment. You may feel yourself merging in briefly with the planet, with the star, rather, this sun. You'll feel the energy, you'll feel the intenseness here, the immense oneness here. If you are allowed, you will feel the full merging, the solar logos here, Lord of this world. Now begin to let go there. You cannot stay here too much longer. So allow yourself to be pulled back out into the atmosphere, away from this central sun, back toward the solar system sun, back through the gateway, back into our own solar system. Don't go back down to the earth yet. Still have work to do here. Now, armed with the light, with the energy, with the immenseness within you from the galactic central sun, you are now ready for the next step. You are now ready, in a sense, to do battle. Of course, battle with love and with light. You're going to not do it alone, or even alone in this group. You're going to have a great deal of help here. So as you are there looking down at the earth, turn back around now. And look into the ethers here. Look through it, and you can begin to see that entity that has been spoken of. See it as a dark mass with what used to be tentacles reaching out, plasma energy fields, is now just a portion of what it once was. Many have been working on this. This entity has been created, yes, by the collective consciousness, not only of the Earth, but of the entire solar system, has created this and kept it going, kept it fed. Fear is what feeds it. Distress is what feeds it. Sorrow is what feeds it. Happiness, joyfulness is what diminishes it. Light and love diminishes it. Makes it less and less strong, weaker and weaker. So now, together with all of the blue avian spheres that you see all around, these huge spheres, as well as the ships, many ships, including the New Jerusalem, many other such ships, ships so big you cannot even imagine the immense size that they are, that they block out an entire planet with their light. Ask now. Ask for your higher self. Ask for all of the help that is out here from all of the ships, the spheres, all of the angels, the archangels. Ask for all now to take that energy that is coming from the galactic central sun. Send it through all of the ships, all of the planets, and focus this energy as you would a magnifying glass on a few embers to start a fire. Here you are going to start a light, a fire of love. It all going now through you, this group, all coming in and magnifying this energy, this light, this love, sending it as a beam of energy now to this black mass, pushing it. As it is pushing it, it is weakening it. See it getting smaller and smaller. May not disappear completely, but it will become weakened. And as it becomes weakened, those that feed it, those that create the fear here on the planet and within places within the solar system, are also going to become weakened. Because this energy mass feeds them as well as they feed it. Both feed off dark consciousness. Both feed off lack of love. Darkness, not light. Feel it continuing to be pushed out of its space, out of the solar system, weakening, becoming smaller, fighting the light as it comes to it, trying to push back. Together as one, we are too powerful. Nothing can withstand this energy, this love, this much love, much light. Know fully that each and every one of us are the light. Share the light. Spread the light. We are the light. When you feel like you've expanded enough energy, or it is going to deplete your energy somewhat. You may come back feeling tired and a lack or a loss of energy here. But all that you have done is much appreciated, not only by all of us, but by you as well, the collective you. Because as always, you are the ones that are doing this. You are the ones you've been waiting for. Finish this. is done. Allow yourselves now to come back down the levels, back down to the mental plane. As you move into the mental plane, into the causal body once again, back down the layers, the levels of the causal plane, to the etheric, into your etheric body. Then you either back into your physical body or back first into your astral and then into your physical. But as you merge into your physical body, you are now your higher self. You are connected to your higher self. Your higher self is now within you, merged within you. Never again be separated. This you must know. Never has your higher self been separated from you. But because of all of the programming that you have gone through, you have believed, along with many others, that you did not even have a higher self. That you were separate from God. God was separate from you, and nothing could be further from the truth. And as always, the truth shall set you free. I am Sananda. I have enjoyed this time to be with you, and so appreciate the efforts that you are all making. You continue this process that we all started together a long time ago. Now we are at the culmination, the cusp, the finish line, and yes, the crescendo is about to begin. All of my peace and love be with you. I turn it over now to our dear brother, Michael. I am Archangel Michael. I am a dear brother to all of you, just as you are dear brothers and sisters to me. Many, many of you have been with me in many times past. We have traveled the universe together. We have traveled the immense spaces between the universes, between the galaxies. We have ridden the light together, whether on ships, in ships, or simply riding the light. Yes, you have done that. You think how wonderful it would be to be able to fly? Think about what it would be to ride an energy beam, a light beam. Anywhere you wish to go. You have all done this, one aspect or another. We have been together many times and are still continuing to be together, often in your sleep states. For you do battle alongside of me. I holding my sword, you holding your sword, or your spear, and your shield, all to keep out the darkness, and to fend off the evilness that is still out there. You have been working diligently to bring freedom to this planet. But before this, you have worked diligently to bring freedom to many other planets, to many other solar systems, and even to galaxies. We are warriors, all of us. It is time for all of you to realize that you are light warriors. That it is also time to take up your swords once again, here in your waking state. Not only in your sleep time, but in your waking conscious state, begin to weld those swords and shields and spears, and yes, even bolts of energy and arrows of love, to bring about all that must occur here on this planet for the shift to happen, for the many shifts to occur. Many have already occurred, but so many more are yet to come. Shifts of consciousness, where love more and more replaces the hatred, the fear. Many levels of darkness that are still within many, within mankind. Yet you persevere, you push through. And we are all counting on you to continue to push, to continue to persevere, to move through all the chasms that are placed in front of you, all of the obstacles that you must overcome. You have overcome many obstacles. There are yet but a few left, but we know fully that you will also overcome them. This is obstacles within you, within your own personal selves, as well as those outside of yourself, your brothers and your sisters. We are all one in this together and bringing this about together. As you have heard many times, be in the perfect now. Live your life, but live your life to the highest you can possibly be. See the power within you. Feel that power. Now that you have your higher self fully merged with you, do not let it go. Do not let it dissipate. Each and every morning, awaken and greet your higher self. This is an exercise. Just as you have been given exercises earlier this day, and previous to this, this is an exercise now as well. Make this part of your action plan. Reach your higher self. Speak to your father, your mother, yourself. And listen as he, she speaks back to you. First in a whisper, then becoming louder, not in a shout, but loud enough for you to hear that you have no question that yes, this is coming from your higher self. This is coming from the source within you. I am Archangel Michael. Together, we are going to win this battle. Peace and love be with all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Wow, what can we say
greetings
about that? We had that when we were going through this. You people are so lucky. You have no idea. Yeah. But then you had to go through the various things, the various things that we had to go through. You have no idea what it has been like, what it is like for you. It is time for you to let go. Let go, let God, let the source within you, feel everything within you, allow it to be, all of this. The song from the Beatles, Let It Be. And no, we're not going to sing. But yes, let it be. Let it all be. Whatever happens in your life, let it be. Yeah, you want to sing? Okay, let's sing. You know the words?
Let it be. When I find myself in time of sorrow, Mother Mary,
comfort me. Speaking for the window, let it be. Oh my goodness, we're not the only ones for this. Get our chatty tune here. That makes me feel much better now. All kidding aside, oh no, we kid there. We're never going to let kidding go aside here. This is very, very important. Yeah. And while we were at it, it started to come up the other day here, yesterday as we find it, so we are going to complete this. There was a Lao Ming gave some time ago through another channel named Ray Stanford, and he gave something. We will just give it, and then you see how what it was like, okay?
Okay.
What he said was, we have a secret. We have a great secret. A great secret that many would like to know. Would you like to know that secret?
Yes.
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
No one has ever told you this secret before. No one. Not your media, not your television, your radio. None of this has told you before. Not even your ascended masters have told you this secret. And it is not the thing called the secret either.
They're not saying either.
This is real.
Okay?
This is a real secret. It is the biggest secret of all time.
What is it?
You want to know what it is?
Yes.
Are you sure you are ready to know this secret?
Yes.
This secret is going to change your life.
Yes. We're ready.
Are you ready? Yes, we are.
Are you sure you're ready? Many things.
You know many things now. You have been given much. But there is still so much that you do not know. There is still so much that we do not know. We know just enough to know that we don't know everything. And you have to come to that same understanding. You know what you know, but you don't know what your neighbor knows. And you don't have to know what they know. You only need to know what you know. Be within yourself. This is what this is about. Be yourself. Be true to yourself. Let it be within yourself. It is what it is. All of these sayings go with the flow. This is what you need to continue to do. And as you continue to do this, you will learn. You will learn, you will remember, and someday, very far, far off in the distant future, as time is represented here, someday you will know everything.
You think?
Because at that point, you will have merged back again with Creator Source.
Yes. Okay.
Mm.
That is a little ways off.
Yes.
But now we give you perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how far you have come from. And yes, baby, you've come a long way.
Oh! Come a long way, baby.
Ashtar threw that one in for you, Ruth.
Yeah, no, he threw it in for me. I know that.
You have come a long way. Millions, billions, even trillions of years as time is represented here. But of course, as you are coming to understand more and more, that time is all relative here. Past, present, future, all one. Time is only in the construct of your three-dimensional illusion here. But if you look at it in this respect, you have come a long distance. Yes, from a galaxy far, far away.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much so. Many galaxies. And as Archangel Michael said, even many universes. You have ridden the light. You have followed the light. You have had many lifetimes here. You have had many more lifetimes elsewhere. And as we have said many times, as you are coming to understand, you have done this before. What you are going through now, when it is all completed, and you are looking back after the event, after the ships come and land, and you are up on the ships, and you are traveling the universe once again, you will look back on this, and it was just a short fleeting of time. You look at it, years, barely seconds, bigger scheme of things. You see? This is why when we say soon, it is not your soon, and we know this, and we try to accommodate as much as we can. But it is difficult to translate our time sense into your time sense. We do the best we can. And with that understanding, no, we are not going to give you a date, but we are going to give you a sense of what is ahead here. As you know, in this month, much is happening at a celestial level. You already know of these things. We do not need to go into them, except for that which is the 21st of August. And even tomorrow, your 13th of August, there is a happening going to be. We cannot say what it is. It can be within you, or it could be outside of you as well. But when the 21st comes, this will be the catalyst that will set much in motion, because it is the energies that are coming into the planet, specifically from the galactic central sun, is going to begin to set all of this in motion, begin to topple the dominoes. We ask you, as this occurs, to watch for it. In anticipation, yes. In expectation, yes. But if it doesn't appear as you are expecting it, do not let it get you down. Still trudge on, still let it be. Because as you have been told many, many times, nothing is written in stone. It is all based on probabilities. But the probabilities based on man's consciousness at this moment, especially after what you have just done this evening, what you did back in April, what many other groups have done within their meditations, because of what you are all doing and have done, you are speeding this process along. You are bringing to the forefront the prophecies of old. Not of calamities and catastrophes, not of huge earthquakes, devastating volcanoes, killer storms, not so much of this, but of major shifts in consciousness around the planet, because you are the light. You did not think I could get that serious, huh? We can jump back and forth here. What is that? We can go both ways.
I know who that is.
Funny.
By the way, Gabriel has never been able to live this one down yet. And you should see what Robin Williams has done here. Oh my goodness. He is a laugh a minute.
Nice. Love you, Robin.
Would so love at some time, if it could be possible, for the Robin to be with you.
Mm, wow.
Yeah. We will see.
Yes.
That would take James here to be completely gone here, I think. for that one is a real motor mouth.
Nice.
It is difficult to keep up with him. But he had brought so much joy and love to us.
Yes.
Nice. Beautiful.
And just so you know, he did not kill himself.
Yeah.
He would never have done this.
No.
Oops. I just got a finger here. Not that kind of finger. Watch what you're doing there, guys. You're going too far. And you're going to begin talking about Michael Jackson and all the other people. Oh, we're going to stop there.
Hello, Elvis. I hope you're telling me Elvis.
Yeah. Elvis did leave the building. We're smoking tonight, yeah. We're rocking and rolling. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, questions. Do you have questions?
I have a question. When the disclosure happens and the truth comes out, will Robin Williams' situation come out as well? He did not kill himself.
Yes, it most definitely will, as well as many of the others that you're aware of.
What about Lincoln?
Oh, many others that you are aware of. We're not going to go into each individual one, but we think using your discernment, your powers of discernment here, you have come to figure out what is what here in many respects.
Question.
Yes.
I hope it's not too personal, but I would like to know if you could give us any details on my ex-husband, Edward Black, how he's doing in the astral world.
Oh, my goodness, now. You're wanting us to have a seance here.
Yeah.
You're wanting us to call on dead people. We told you you were going to see dead people. Now you want to hear that too? And some people on the phone are going, what does he mean? He's going to see dead people. I don't want to see dead people. Some guidance over here saying don't go too far here, but there are avenues that you can look for here to look for semblance of this. But we will ask you now, what is name you are looking for?
Name again.
Oh, Edward Black.
And what is your question directly? As directly as you can make it.
Okay. Well, he was on the same path I am. He knew a lot of the things that I know. So I wanted to know how he's doing now.
He's doing better than you.
I guess.
I think we need to tell James now to set up a psychic call here.
There you go.
Come on, he's on a roll. Reader. He tell you your fortune.
I have a question.
Yes.
I would like to know what kind of damage we did to that negative force we created and tried to destroy.
Wonderful question. Wonderful question. And the results of this will be in the coming here. Cannot give you direct results because they have not been determined yet. Mm-hmm. But you will be hearing very shortly from the one known as Cobra. Mm-hmm. He was going to speak about this further and what has occurred here. Even though he does not know directly what you have done, he is going to have an indication that there are forces at work that are assisting those other light forces, what he calls the Alliance, in bringing the end to this. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
I have a question, please.
Yes.
This healing that we did, this white light of love that we sent to that dark entity, will that energy continue, or has it stopped now?
That is the same question that was just asked, and it will come in the coming here, as far as the results will be determined as we continue to move along here.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Are there other dark entities that we need to deal with? They're as powerful as this one.
No. This is the big one. This is what you would call the big honcho here. The one that has been manipulating everything behind the scenes, running the AI, the artificial intelligence program that the cabal has so used for so long here to determine what is the next step they need to take. You see, instead of asking their higher selves how they should proceed with each step, they ask an artificial intelligence unit, how should they proceed? And this particular AI unit is very, very sophisticated beyond anything you can imagine yet at this point. And they have utilized this for some time now. And this is how they are able to anticipate and intercept various light workers, whistleblowers, all of this before they have become too powerful. But that is at an end. They cannot do this much longer. This particular unit, this AI unit, has been largely curtailed. In many respects, has been taken over by the light forces. We do not speak about the entity now, but the entity is controlling this AI, and they have taken control of this AI. You see? It is very involved, very convoluted here, but you are getting the gist of it, we hope, here.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
Yes, I would like to know what we just did with the love and sending it to the entity. I would like to know your perspective. What was your experience while all this was happening? Can you just share some light on that?
Yes, we can say it from two points of view here. We can say it from what you would be seeing, and you would be seeing it very similar to what the James saw in the image we were sending to him, which was largely from the movie The Fifth Element here. And that was the image he was receiving. The image that we were seeing, though, is quite different. It is not so much a dark energy mass such as this, with light pushing it away, but it is the light merging with it. It is the light not only pushing it, but merging into it and attempting to turn it over, you might say, or not convert it so much, but turn it to light, you see? For every life form of any kind is always given the opportunity to return to the light, regardless, no exception.
That's what I saw happen.
Yes.
That's
what I saw. That's what I see. Yes. I
saw that happening,
yes. Thank you.
We will bring this up one more time because it is so important of a movie for you to see at this point, is The Shack. Mm-hmm. If you have not seen it, so much of what we speak of is in that movie. Even in terms of going between dimensions and seeing on the other side of that veil, which he saw in the movie, and all of the many messages that were given within the movie by the one known as God or Papa,
right,
within the movie. You it's see beautiful. It, you will understand, and much more of this you will receive as well. It is a movie for the ages now.
Nice.
Was it a coded movie? I felt that it was coded when I was watching the movie. It felt like there were multidimensional messages within.
That is correct. There are many messages of many different types for many different people to receive. Some at a lower dimensional level, you might say, and many yet at a higher dimensional level, higher vibration. Depending on where you are in that moment while you are watching the movie is how you will receive the messages. This is one you would watch again and again to receive new messages. I think we just increased the sales of this movie.
Yeah.
DVDs are going to go out the window here. Marketing 101. Other questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
I recently had an experience a couple of weeks ago that, you know, at first, of course, I thought it was my quote-unquote imagination, but it was much like a graduation ceremony of sorts. And without kind of getting into the details, I was wondering if you could shed some light on that.
Your graduation ceremony?
It was, yeah, it was, there were details of sort of like having a crown of light put on my head, and there were archangels, and there was a lot of different things going on. It was a beautiful experience.
Understand. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can call it a graduation. You can call it an initiation. It is the one and the same thing. It is a movement of consciousness within you, and it is taking you to the next level. Each time you go through something of this nature, it takes you to the next level. And what we were saying earlier, in terms of how lucky you are to be able to go through your initiations in this way, think what it would be like where with our initiations, when we went through this, we had to go through. Looking at fear directly and still pushing through it. Fear of many different kinds. Crocodiles. Sharks.
Wow.
And having to push through it. Fear of darkness. Fear of loneliness. And pushing through it. And having to move through it and emerge on the other side. Imagine if you had to go into a dark tunnel that went deep, deep into the ground with no supplies whatsoever, only what you have, your own light within you, no one to guide you. And those passages that go deep under the ground go off in many different directions. You have no idea which way to follow. And only one leads back to the surface. And you cannot turn around and go back. This is trust.
Wow. Thank you.
That's exactly, that's
getting in your head.
Yeah.
What you're getting in your visualization.
Yeah.
You see the difference here?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Other questions here? Did this answer your question, by the way?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Very good.
If I could make a comment, that's exactly what I felt like in the Central Sun. I was going through an initiation and I changed. I went from one farm to another inside the Central Sun. And I did not want to leave.
Wonderful. Yes. But unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, you needed to leave. You could not stay there at this time. Other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
First of all,
buts this time, Cynthia.
No.
We're not playing that game anymore with you.
No.
That's over.
It is.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I'm
We're so changing. Proud of you.
I really am changing it.
Yes.
I feel the trust. first of all, you did a much better job than I would have done with the Ray Stanford thing. You played it out.
You think?
Yeah. You did a good job.
good. We're glad you approve. Now we can go to sleep at night.
Well, my question is, and I don't know if we're going to answer it.
Probably not.
I know. It was rather something that hasn't really happened to me. I was just brushing my teeth or something a while before the meeting, and I think shut my eyes. I guess I shut my eyes. I don't know why. And I saw something. Actually, like, didn't have to imagine it. You know, like, I saw something. But if I could describe it quickly, it was three squares in my vision. And two of the squares, one was on top of the other with a little distance between, and one was off to the left. But I had, and one of the squares was more vivid, and I can't even really describe what it was. Almost like, what's that, Fibonacci.
Oh.
And like a shell like that with some orange and black. And the more I was staring at it, it started to kind of get darker and go away. In the end, it just everything went away. But what could you? You have any idea what I might have been seeing?
Yes, of
yeah,
course we
really.
Do.
Yes, tell me.
Yes, in this case we will.
Okay, great.
But you already know this. You already know what we're going to say. Does that not sound like the Oracle in Matrix? Where did it come from, Cynthia?
What do you mean, because of the conversation I was having with Randy? Or
no.
From that being that came through?
You're getting closer.
And said about the spiral?
You're getting closer.
Okay, well, that's about as close as I can get, because that's all I have.
Nothing else?
Just about that, the spiral, and being on a different spiral, and that... Being
yes,
from.
But where do you come from?
Antares.
Not only that, but what did you experience when you were there?
Well, the part I remember is fighting the dark forces.
Yes.
Yes.
But what have you always been able to do and not been able to do?
See.
Yes. And what have you been able to fully see?
Something that looked like a seashell. Some squares. So I
energy.
That. Oh, energy.
Energy.
It's a different
energy
language.
Patterns.
Yeah, when it's like you guys see in a totally different way. It's like I'm learning a new language.
Yes.
What I see is I have to learn how to see like you all.
Yes, you do.
So what was that I saw?
I just told you.
Well, I know I see energy.
Well, that's it.
But it was an actual picture. Like, I didn't...
It's the beginning.
Do you remember when many times when you saw energy patterns and we told you at those times to let the energy form into pictures for yourself?
Right.
You see now?
Oh, okay. I wasn't even trying to do anything.
Right, yes. That is progress.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful.
Wonderful, yes.
See, I am changing.
Yes.
I have all you to thank.
And then what did she not do here? What did she not say?
But, yeah.
No,
but,
yeah, but.
No, yeah. Yeah.
Yay!
Yay!
Progress.
I trust. I said goodbye to Downing Thomas.
Very good. Very good. Any further questions?
I have a question.
Oh, we knew we could not make it through an entire time without you, Joanna.
Yeah, but
you
I
ask us so
I
often.
Don't, I don't want to be controversial, but I think I'm about to be.
Yes. Okay. We got our our Archangel Michael just came by and he has his shield up and ready to go. 4 days.
Okay, So in life, what we choose to focus on is how our lives go. Would you agree with that?
To focus on in your lives
is how your lives develop.
Go, how they develop, yes, okay.
Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay.
That's as simple.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
But, you know, most people miss that. So now I have a question about what we did today and what we did tonight. So the experience that we had today, or my personal experience of what we did today, with the workshop, the finale for me was that all there is source. All there is here is source. All there is here is all that is. so that, and that stuck with me, so that regardless of the experience that we're having or the entanglement that we have as a human, if we come to terms with the truth that all there is source, all there is all that is, then we realize that the illusion is an illusion. Do you agree with that?
Do you all hear that in the background? Do you hear the hallelujahs that are going on?
Well,
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The angels are singing.
Now the controversy that I have.
Please hold on here. We are recommending here, or we are commending you. Commending
so
you and anyone else who is beginning to understand exactly what
you are saying.
No,
it's not that I'm beginning to understand it. I understand it. It's not a beginning. It's a
well,
no.
Well, pardon us. We did not mean to.
Yeah.
You know.
So, yeah. You can,
we're joking, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but I want to ask now.
Yes.
The thing that we were dissolving, which is of our own making, tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That to me, doing that, and acknowledging that, is the opposite of what we did in the workshop. And I'm very confused by that, because in life I'd prefer to focus on what benefits me, not what causes me stress. So I'm wondering why there's such a dichotomy here.
I do not quite understand your question directly here. Dichotomy,
okay, well,
how here?
That how we can go from all there is a source to fighting something in the cosmos.
But you understand, as we said, what we see. Not what you saw or what the James saw, but what we saw. What we saw was the light, the energy, merging in with this entity and attempting to turn it to the light, to bring it back home.
To the source.
Can I say something?
To the source. Yes, to the source.
All I did was love it exactly how it was. That's it.
Very good.
Didn't and it changed itself because of that. Because it just received the unconditional love. Meaning, yeah, we created it, it's an illusion. We made it up with our collective consciousness. So we love ourselves, so we love it, because it's part of all of us. And it just says it's okay that we created that, but you're still part of us, and we love you as part of us. And then I saw it just shift towards something better, something that would create goodness and create love. And it was almost like it was the fabric of the collective, and that's also the fabric that's not, we all have within us both sides. So exactly that, the way we are, regardless of. You know.
So I must have missed something, Randy, because I understand everything that you're saying, but what I thought I understood is Cobra saying that it was some kind of an AI thing that was controlling AI and all this other stuff. So
because we are part of that too.
Okay.
We're all part of the same program, mm-hmm. the same system. That system was hijacked and changed by people who figured out how DNA is computer code. It's all connected into that.
Gotcha.
And so that was able to manipulate things because of the negative energy that was created by the collective. But when we transmuted that, then it's actually returning it to original programming.
Yes,
okay.
And bringing it back to source, bringing the connection mm-hmm. back to source, just mm-hmm. as you are going back mm-hmm. to source.
Okay, just see, it's just the thing that that is hard for me is focusing on something, it felt negative to me, focusing on something negative, but now I understand it. Now I understand.
Very good. Yeah. Very good.
Thank you.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
Will we hear about our new mission and the council table?
That is scheduled for tomorrow evening, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
I just want to mention that, that after that healing today, my back has not bothered me.
Yeah.
Yay. So I'm sticking with that.
That's right.
Wonderful.
Well, as long as you're still dancing.
Yay.
I thought I'd let you all know.
Do you guys know Rama K?
No.
Are you asking us?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We know of them. Very much so.
She's pretty cool, right?
Yes. They are all pretty cool. Yeah.
More than one.
Well, it's a collective.
We are all one. Remember that.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask a question, please.
Yes.
I don't usually ask personal questions. Do I have permission to ask a personal question?
Well, why don't you ask it and then we tell you after?
Okay. In my meditation one evening, or one afternoon, sometimes when messages come to me, I'm not sure it's not my own mind wishing it and thinking I'm telling myself that. But what I experienced was some sort, like calling me on a mission or placing a graduation-like office-type responsibility on me like a sword was placed on my head. Is that some type of calling for me? But I think I know who it was.
Whenever you are depicted or visualize or have a sense of a sword on both shoulders, what does that remind you all of?
Knighting.
Yes. Initiation,
yeah.
Moving forward, graduation, whatever you want to call it, it is all the same. It is moving from one level of consciousness to another level of consciousness. Moving forward, advancing on. See? So, yes. That's sufficient?
It was an initiation for you.
Okay.
Yes.
An initiation for movement and consciousness.
Yes.
an acknowledgement of moving forward.
I'm glad of that. Okay, thank you so much.
You just said
it's that kyanite. I don't know.
Cynthia, you want to be our sidekick? We be Batman, you be Robin?
I love that. And I'll be Wonder Woman.
Or maybe you be Batman, we be Robin. Any other questions here before we release channel?
Come on, you guys. We got this guy. Let's talk.
Well, not a question, but could I make an observation? This is Lorelai.
You can make it. Go ahead.
Well, we're talking about, you know, when we're dealing with how you deal with the negative versus, you know, just focusing on the positive, reminds me of the saying in one of the particular learnings that I had, which is everything is the opposite of what it appears to be. Nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. Everything is the opposite of what it appears to be. Nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. So it's like the everything nothingness of the universe, where you both dance a dance of not focusing on the negative, but also when it needs to be addressed, you need to address it. And then you're not focusing, and then you're addressing, and then you're not focusing, and then addressing. Would that be a fair way to sort of like, because some things have to be addressed, you know, if they just don't go away, you kind of got to address them. But they are illusion, but you kind of got to address them. Would that be a fair way to sort of say that?
We think you've been confused the entire universe here now.
All right.
Well,
yes. seriously, just say yes. Seriously. We love you all. And now these days I am able to be on stage and they don't throw out the hook for me anymore. They say, as long as I keep you laughing, then I can stay on. I got to be serious too at times.
Yeah.
So what you are describing here is exactly source energy. It is the higher self and the connection with you. And how that connection, many of you will begin to talk to your higher self, to your father, to your mother, however you want to look at it, and you will ask a question, and the question will come back in the dichotomy, in just as you were saying this. It will come back in one way and then in another way. It will be both ways, you see. You will understand this when it happens. It is very difficult to explain it until you have it. And when you have it, you will understand completely what is being said here. Trust here, okay? Just try.
And I have another quick question as an addendum, because I couldn't get a fix on the female, you say mother, father, but I felt like it was almost a father or a mother. It was like a combo platter to me, my higher self. It didn't seem to have a certain specific sex, although I could feel those sort of experience of it having those aspects of different sexes. So does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, James is singing in the background, hello, father.
Hello, mother.
You are a campanada or something like that.
Oh, I can't believe it.
James is jumping in here. Maybe he'd be learning a few things from us here.
Oh, my God.
You can call us whatever you want, you see. You can call us father and mother and mother and whatever you said. We cannot even say it.
Like,
yes, it is whatever it is. It is what it is. It is source. And we would say, just say source. Or just say higher self. Higher God self. HS, if you want.
Thank you.
Human growth hormone. Can I ask a question about the bridge, about the rainbow bridge?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I'll wait. They're all talking in the background. You guys done?
We're ready.
Okay, so Is what we saw as the bridge to the higher self, does it depict the strength that you have how am I going to say this? How strong the higher self is with you? Does the bridge represent that?
It depicts the connection to your higher self. The bridge or the roadway or the path to your higher self. Also know that bridge has always been there and you have always had access to your higher self.
But mine changed.
In what way did it change?
Well, not too much, but the reason I'm asking this is I've always felt like I'm very close to my higher self.
You are very close to the higher self.
And okay.
You are your higher self.
Well, what I'm saying is the ability to hear it and speak through it. So the reason I'm asking that is because when Cynthia shared her bridge that it was developing as she was walking, the one that I saw for me, and I'm not trying to compare anything, I'm just asking like what it means. What I saw was a suspension bridge that was just immensely strong and very clear and a very clear path. And it was very long. I mean, it was super long. It went on forever. But it was just like there wasn't a doubt that the bridge was there and how strong it was and what it was made of. So does that mean that I have a, does that depict the connection that I have?
Yes.
Okay.
The fact that there is no doubt that the bridge is there and you can cross mm-hmm. the bridge anytime you want. And in fact, you cross the bridge all the time without even knowing that you are.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah. It was really cool to see that.
We are in very good space here still, so we can continue. But before we do, Sananda is wanting to send a message to one who is hopefully still on the phone. Anne DeHart, are you still on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Anne DeHart.
Yeah. Yes.
There is a message from you, from your beloved. And he wishes to say, not to create any fear here of any kind, but he wishes to say to you, he'll see you soon.
Beautiful.
You have to understand the message, though, what he is meaning by this. But he is wanting you to very much know that he will see you soon. He will be with you soon.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Okay?
Lovely. Thank you. Do you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, dear.
But I just wanted to know that the message was received, and I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Yes. We needed to get that to you before you are off the phone here.
Yes. I'm very grateful. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Sananda. Thank you, Sananda, and I will see you soon. I'm looking forward to it.
Just so you know, and we are aware that you already know this, but he is also always with you.
Yes.
He is always with you.
Thank you so much. That means so much to me.
Yes.
I'm very grateful.
Very good.
I'm very grateful. Love Thank you
Anne.
So much.
Love you.
Love you, Anne.
Yeah,
we love you, Anne. We love you, Anne.
We've got a beautiful family here, and we all created it together. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Oh, boy, we got a new song here. We are family.
We are family.
Yes.
Family. I got all my sisters with me.
With me.
It's so great to have Anne here on the call. Wonderful.
It feels good to me, too. It's like being back home again. It really is. And
How are you feeling, Anne? How are you feeling?
Well, I'm sleeping a lot. I'll say that. I'm getting a lot of healing rest. Uh-huh.
Good.
And
sleeping a lot. Yeah, and that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
You're touching base with your higher self and Sananda and your sleep. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I sleep and I hardly know that the night has passed. I'm not even, it's all gone so fast. Uh-huh.
Because you are slipping in no time.
Wow.
You are slipping
in no
time.
I wondered about that.
Of no time. Yes.
Oh. Yeah, that was my question, my inner question, uh-huh.
Yes, we heard the inner question, so this is why we answer it here.
Oh, you are pretty good. There was some comment you made a little while ago I wanted to remark on, and I didn't. If it shows up, I'll try to get it passed through to you, yes.
Very good.
So
great to hear, Anne.
Yeah, that's no time. Uh-huh. We're in no time.
Yes.
Perfect.
You are all moving closer and closer to no time. That is why your time sense is going all askew here at this point. Sometimes it seems fast, sometimes it seems slow. But most of the time it is speeding up. And you are wondering, where is the time going? It is not going anywhere. You are the one that's going.
Seems
Well, I know what it was that you said that rang a bell with me. It's an expression of a friend of mine, and he says, "You've come a long way, baby." And you said that, you used that same expression a little while ago, and then you just left off the baby there for a while. You've come a long way. But there's a lot of inner meaning to that, and I'm so happy that you used that expression. It means a lot to a friend of mine.
Yes.
Wonderful. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anne.
Oh, it's good to hear your voices. Every one of you, I can recognize all your voices. And that's how I know you.
No, we all love you so much. We love you.
Thank you all. We love you, Anne.
Well, we created that love together, didn't we? We all built it together.
Yes, and it's so great to hear your voice, Anne.
Big hugs to you, Anne.
It's like a reunion, sort of, isn't it?
Yeah. Our love. We're always together.
Well, I'm so grateful for this message. That's the first time I've ever had a direct message through these, and I've always dreamed of that day, and it happened.
Yay.
Yay is right. Yes.
Isn't love wonderful?
Yes.
It's taken a lot of time to build it. Believe me, there's a lot of history to this relationship. Yeah.
In this.
That's another song.
Yeah.
Careful now.
One of many lifetimes we've all shared together. One of many.
Isn't that the truth? Yes.
More to
what
come.
What was that
more
that you
come.
All just commented on? It? The phone broke up and I didn't hear it. I guess you can't remember it. Just, yeah.
The song, Love Is All There Is.
Oh, that was what I didn't hear. You were all enjoying it so much, and I didn't get it myself. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, and I get songs from Sananda quite often, and it's always appropriate. It's amazing. And if you aren't already, you soon will be, too. It's so much fun to get these songs.
I have a song every morning. Every morning I wake up with a song.
Oh,
and it is wonderful because it's every song is relative to what's going on with me and direct messages, I believe, from my twin flame and higher self. And I just, it's a song every morning. So it's just wonderful.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. That's the way it happens with me, too. It's all of a sudden you become aware that you're hearing a song, you think, please sing, you think, that's a strange song. What's that? I've never heard that before. It's been ages since I heard that song. And then
right.
I have to listen to the words, and there you are. It fits perfectly, just like you were saying.
Right. It's in the perfect place of the song. I hear a particular phrase of the song that is in direct relation to what is going on or what I need.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. It's a wonderful gift.
It's a very perfect gift. It's very unique, and it only fits for that particular moment.
Right.
I think we need to set up a chat line here, too. Instant messaging, you call it?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you better be careful.
Well, I enjoyed it.
Telepathy is where you're all going.
Yeah, really.
Eventually, you will be beyond these crazy contraptions that you use. But they are getting better.
Yeah.
They are getting better. We have to say here, they are getting better because you are getting better. Your consciousness is getting better to bring about these better devices.
Mm.
So that is where you're going. And the devices that are coming to you are beyond your imaginings. We have spoken of them. You have read about them. So many different inventions have already happened, but they have been held back and held back and held back. But they are coming forward. They are coming to you. The truth will be revealed. Many of the various what are being have been called conspiracies are going to become known as facts. They are going to be spread out across your various media waves as the media is the media control is taken back here by the forces of light. So all of this is in the process and about to break free here. Not to say that it is going to happen the next day or the next week or even the next month, but it is all coming together. And more you are going to find that these things that are happening are following one right after another. So once they really begin, you will be at such a loss with, you will certainly find no boredom anymore because everything will be happening one thing after another, after another, after another, and it will be like a whirlwind going on here. And you will wonder, what is coming next? What is coming next? And this is how it is going to continue all the way up until the event. And when the event occurs, oh, my goodness. Life as you know it is over.
Okay. That gives me a question about that.
Yes?
Can you hear me? This is Lorelei. So I have been getting this song. Like, I can't get it out of my head. Like, it comes and comes and comes. And it's trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let for 50 cents. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. And I think that the message for me, and check it out, I want to check with you because I've been thinking about this message. I think the message is enjoy, you know, while you're broke right now. Okay, so you're broke, but enjoy it because there's a level of freedom here which you're not going to have pretty soon. Do you think that's probably a fair assessment?
Level of freedom that you're not going to have pretty soon, or a level of freedom that you are going to have pretty soon?
No, in being sort of like going along. There's not a lot of money. You just got no responsibilities, like no worries, no concerns. Is going to change pretty quick, and there's going to be a whole lot happening. That's what I'm getting, like, and that's why it's like king of the road. Like, even though he had no money, he still had the freedom of life. Not like it's a bad thing, but just like, as long as you've got this going on now, you might as well enjoy it because it's about to change. Does that make any sense?
Change, when we say change your life as you know it now, we are not saying in certainly in a negative way. We are saying in a very positive way in terms of, if you think you have free time now, you ain't seen nothing yet. You are going to have more free time to do whatever it is that you want to do than you've ever had before. Now, that is not to say that some will not choose to work in some level, and many of you will continue to do that. And if you're not doing that, you may go back to that. But when you go back to work, not the job, we're not speaking of that, but work that you want to do, work that you feel is beneficial to mankind. And when you feel the work is beneficial to mankind and that you are able to make a difference, this will be a passion for you, will be wonderful for you, and you will relish being able to be of service in this way, because that is where all of this is headed, into a service to others, away from service to self. You see?
Yeah, yeah. So what does the song mean then?
That's what it means.
The song is personal for you.
Okay.
For you.
Okay.
Can be utilized for others as well, but for you personally, that was the song that you received. Just as receive another type of song.
I mean, I get that everything that I'm up to is altruistic, but I just get that there's also just going to be an awful lot happening, like with all of that, all of those things being put into place. You know, that's why I think maybe that's what that's about, is like, in, even though you prefer the situation be different, just enjoy it as it is for now, maybe.
Always be enjoying. Be joy in every moment. Find the joy in every moment. That is what you want to do. Now and in the future. Okay?
I have a question.
Yes.
We're told that all the things that are happening and the ascension and these incredible changes, and that it's never happened before, that we've never done this. But then we're also told that we've done this before. Can you explain that?
Yes, we can. You have been in many situations before where you have assisted those forces of the light to, in some ways, you might call vanquish the darkness. And you have participated in this in the sense you were where we are now to assist in this process. But in going forward here, in where you find yourselves now, when we say it has never been done before in the history of the history here, we are speaking in terms of in this universe, there has never been a planet that has ascended with all of the people on the planet as well, as a mass ascension. So you are not only having the planet ascension, you are having a mass ascension of the collective, of the civilization that is on the planet as well. So this is a happening. This is why there are so many millions and millions of ships here, watching, participating, being involved or not being involved, just wanting to be here to say, yes, they were here when this happened. Just as you would like to say that when something specific or special happens in your world, and you could say, I was there. You see? Mm-hmm. Such as this would be probably more for the males out there, but some women, we guess, like this too. Say football, Super Bowl. Many people like the Super Bowl, do they not? And if something special happens in the Super Bowl, you can say, I was there. You see? This is what we are talking about. They are able to say, I was there. I witnessed it. I saw those that came here to the earth, those that participated in the light forces here and brought about the light from the darkness. I was there to watch this. They are there to watch it. You are here to do it.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Any further question? We do need to release channel. It must be somewhat late, according to your time here.
After 10.
That's not so late. You don't need sleep out there. You just stay up all night and party. We get here. We're going to release channel now.
Thank you.
We so enjoyed this
time,
the fun with you, the seriousness, but also the fun, the joy, the laughter. Your laughter creates shockwaves across the planet. Your laughter here in this room and over the phone is like the butterfly's wings flapping and shifting the winds of consciousness on the other side of the planet. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.